This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. One in six Colorado high schoolers currently use e-cigarettes. Flor Velasco Hernandez is a junior at Manual High in downtown Denver. She says the proximity of tobacco retailers has helped normalize vaping.
It's everywhere, and it's more usual for somebody to be doing it than for somebody to not be doing it.
There are signs that some efforts to reverse that are helping. The number of Colorado high schoolers who use tobacco or vapes has declined recently. There's much more on Colorado teenagers and tobacco in our series called The Hook at CPR.org. The search for a man suspected of killing three people Monday has expanded to part of Chaffee County. The local sheriff's office says deputies are searching the area south of Highway 50 from the Fremont County line to Poncha Springs for a white Ram pickup. Authorities say the suspect fatally shot three people and badly injured a fourth during a property dispute. The victims have not been publicly identified. Artists who work for Opera Colorado have voted to form a union. CPR's Eden Lane has more.
The American Guild of Musical Artists says the mail ballot election to organize was successful after a five-week voting period. Griff Braun is the national organizing director at the American Guild of Musical Artists.
The artists want to take at least a minute to kind of celebrate that they've gotten over this first hurdle, and then the process of preparation begins for bargaining.
Artists have worked with Opera Colorado without a union agreement since the late 1980s. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Opera Colorado did not immediately return a request for comment. Opera Colorado is a financial supporter of CPR News, but has no editorial influence. It's mostly sunny across Colorado today, and tomorrow it turns cooler for Thursday's holiday with snow late Thursday and on Friday. For today, it's mostly sunny. Front range highs in the 50s. This is CPR News and KRCC.